It's 644 WHYY, and it's a wonderful time of the year if you like ghouls, goblins, and ghosts. Halloween is this weekend, and there are ways to safely enjoy some events for families and just grown-ups, too. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, and WHYY's Jennifer Lynn took a look at options for those who want to celebrate Halloween and for those who are opting out.
Halloween is still on the calendar. It has not been canceled, but I know families in particular are looking for safer ideas. Now, usually when I head to the King of Prussia Mall, I'm going shopping. But this week, you can head there for parking lot horrors.
You're going to have to explain that one.
Well, it's a spooky drive-in with Halloween-themed movies that goes on through Sunday. You already know, get those tickets right away if you're interested, because those are likely to sell out. Now, if you'd rather hang with the family outdoors, Varner Farms in Collegeville, Pennsylvania is a good choice. Their harvest land includes a 5-acre corn maze and a Halloween candy carnival. But make sure you register, because when they run out of candy, they're saying that's going to be it. And there's Hershey Park in the dark. You know, I love chocolate. And there are other family-friendly events that we'll link to on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
Those are all great things for kids and their chaperones, but what about if the adults want a little Halloween time to themselves?
Well, as you know, Jennifer, Philadelphia is full of history. And where there is history, there are ghosts and places that you can explore for a unique date night. Both Philadelphia and New Hope, Pennsylvania have ghost tours. You can reserve a spot in a group, or you can go with your own private group. But you do have to reserve your place in advance, so don't forget that. Old City's Hill Physic House is hosting a candlelight tour of their historic mansion on Friday night. And if you miss that, you can always go on their History of the Plague walking tour on Sunday.
Oh, wow. This covers, I guess, the influenza pandemic of, what, 1918?
Well, their tour actually covers the yellow fever epidemic of 1793.
So a tour of a pandemic during a pandemic. That's got to be a first.
Well, you know, Jennifer, they say love grows when you do scary things together.
I don't know who said that, but maybe they're right. I guess those couples who try it out will let us know. What do you have this week in the virtual realm?
Ma, you need help.
I'm trying to save your life, Baloo!
If you'd rather be scared in your own home, then Blumhouse has dropped 4 suspenseful flicks on Amazon Prime. The Life, Black Box, Nocturne, and Evil Eye are all scary movies you can stream without leaving the comforts of your abode.
Tanya, I'm really hoping you have some good news for music lovers this week.
Waiting for some answers.
I do. The fabulous Lady Alma and Vertical Current will be performing on a live stream via World Cafe Live tonight at 8 p.m. And you can find the show for free on the Twitch app. That's an app usually for gamers, but you can download it and watch music concerts as well. And Opera Philadelphia debuts La Traviata online on the Opera Philadelphia channel starting on Friday.
So music to fit a range of music tastes, a little something for everyone, from our local artists to our local opera company.
And you can always find out more on whyy.org/things to do. And when you log on, remember to fall back. Set those clocks back for daylight savings time on Sunday. Jennifer, make sure you got that on your calendar.
Oh, it's there. Thank you so much. Fall back, get that extra hour of sleep I'm in.
Have a great weekend, Jennifer.